Test Folder 4. Exercise 2. You will hear part of a lecture about the history of European exploration. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
The explorations by Christopher Columbus and other Europeans during the 15th and 16th centuries showed a subtle difference from earlier journeys. A new element in the ethos of the time was a thirst for glory and recognition of the individual, which joined religion and riches as a major factor in exploration. Regardless of the explorer's motives, those who crossed the oceans were able to navigate much more accurately than before, thanks to the development of the quadrant and other instruments, as well as a better understanding of the functioning of the magnetic compass. This, along with improvements in cartography, made voyages somewhat less dangerous. During the 18th century, there was a renewed emphasis on exploration for scientific purposes, and to improve the stock of information and understanding that was available. European intellectuals became aware of their ignorance about certain aspects of the physical and natural world and were keen to do something about it. Many ocean voyages were on vessels that were basically floating scientific laboratories. They had trained scientists on board, as well as a vast array of equipment, and skilled artists and draftsmen to make accurate records of the voyage. In the 20th century, countries competed to gain prestige. With less and less land to discover and claim, there were races to the North Pole, the South Pole, Everest, the depths of the oceans, the Moon, and Mars. The equivalent of exploration in the 21st century often has more to do with overcoming physical challenges than discovering the unknown. Not simply to reach the peak of Everest, but to reach it alone, or without oxygen, or in the shortest possible time. Exploration has turned inwards. Once we explored what is out there. Now we explore the limits of what we can withstand.